as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
This song is called Time.
Hello and welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. On the programme today, we have live music from British R&B, jazz and soul singer Purple Ferdinand. Ferdinand's been making music since 2011 and was quickly snapped up by Columbia Records. After a couple of EP releases, she decided it was time to part ways with the big label and go it alone. And she's just put out a new record called Rain or Shine, from which she plays today.
Only lonely, and all the rest I don't know why. And all the rest is simply life. And then the more we give, they die. And then the more I try.
Purple Ferdinand, welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I wanted to start off with your name. Your name is Vanessa, but you go by Purple Ferdinand. What was the decision behind that?
When I started kind of sharing more of my art, it was about 2011, and I made a blog, like a Tumblr or something, and I named it Purple Ferdinand to kind of just be a representation of what I wanted to share, because I never really sang or shared my paintings or anything before that, and Purple Ferdinand's just like a mix of the colour and the emotions that I guess go with what I associate with purple. I guess it's kind of deep and mysterious, but kind of soulful, and it has all of these properties. And Ferdinand's my family name, so it kind of was like a little accident, a lucky accident that happened.
Kind of family meets synesthesia or something.
Yeah, and I have a great grandmother whose name is actually Violet, so we're still on the...
Oh, nice.
Correct colour spectrum.
You say you do paintings as well. Are you an artist as well as a musician?
Yeah, I mean, I've always really done artistic jobs or had artistic hobbies. It really is kind of the only thing that I feel like I could do.
So when did you decide to take up music as your full-time career?
A few years ago, simply off the back of sharing my music and the response that I had. I really had no idea that people would identify with what I had to say and enjoy my voice. Because when I sing, I don't really know. I don't think I hear what anybody else hears. So off the back of that, that's when I was like, you know what, while the opportunity is here, I'll take it and ride with it. And it's been pretty awesome couple of years.
So when you were younger, did you have ambitions to be a singer when you're older? Or was it, did it just sort of come naturally then?
It sort of came naturally. I never planned or really believed that I could, to be honest. So it's not like it wasn't a dream. It just wasn't a dream that I thought I could even achieve. So I knew I always wanted to do something in the art world. I knew I wanted to be involved with creativity. But yeah, I had no idea I'd be doing what I am now. This is Have a Heart.
Cloudy days with a sunny heart. Sunny ways, but the day's too far. I don't know where the distance starts. Troubled space pulling us apart. I don't want to leave with scars. Lonely place with a loyal heart. You are the love. Worlds apart.
A couple of EPs before, and they were with Columbia Records, and you've since left them. What was your experience of working with a big label like? Because I guess that is always the musician's ultimate dream, to be signed.
Yeah, it was kind of a whirlwind, to be honest, because it happened pretty early on. I didn't have much experience in the industry, and I had this major label interest in me, and I went with Columbia. I just resonated with the archives, really. The roster was really impressive, and I just felt like creatively I'd like to be part of that history. But the way it went was just, I worked with a lot of people that I'm still in contact with now and inspired by daily, but it just kind of wasn't coming to a point. Like, we weren't finishing or we weren't agreeing. It was just kind of like going in a bit of a circle, and so it was almost like, we'll get further if we part ways. So it was definitely a learning curve. It wasn't as terrifying as it could have been.
And you just released your new record, Rain or Shine, and you've done this independently. How does that change the creative process?
It just strips it right back. There are a lot less cooks in the kitchen, less people to have an opinion or kind of tell me if they think it's finished or not, which is kind of the thing, you know. I would create something and then it's somebody else's say to be like, okay, we're going to push this forward. Now it's kind of up to me. So I'm taking all the risks on myself, and it's a lot more exciting. It's a lot more fulfilling.
And I guess some of your previous releases, they kind of span more acoustic vibe. Some's a bit more electronic. Your new stuff's maybe a bit jazzier. Where do you feel most comfortable within those genres?
If I could just mix them together, because I love live music. That's kind of it for me. And so Rain or Shine EP's got fully live sounds, and I mean, not 100%, but I got the band together to produce something that was more of what I'd been trying to get to than rather being sat in a studio behind a computer. And just something that you could feel. I think in each of those EPs, I tried to get a little something that you could feel, whether it was my acoustic or the more electronic. And that's it's really something that I want to continue, kind of exploring the styles but keeping the feeling in there.
And speaking of live music, how do you like to translate it onto stage? Because what we've just heard there was quite stripped back, but on stage, do you like to have a big band with you?
I like to play around with it as well. Because I like live sounds, I like to have different feels. So one of my favourite performances I did with two guitarists, and it's just because, I don't know, the beauty of the guitars intertwining was just something that I enjoy. So I think in live performance in general, I like to carry on experimenting, see what different formats I can play with.
Ever had your heart stolen? Ever had your dream come true? Then taken away from you? Ever had your heart stolen? Ever had your dream come true? Then taken away from you? Ever had a heart?
This song is called Want You to Know.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Purple Ferdinand, and her new EP, Rain or Shine, is out now on 77 Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week for music from The Charlatans. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
Hoping that they will understand, making sure to live and see the earth. Rise up, let them see your worth. Heart and sleeve, so honestly you stand. Heart and hand, you are an honest man. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love, you say you're right. I want you to know. Working hard but hardly see the goods. Every day missing out like we should. Taken into here and not believe. I'll make it easier for you to leave. You're not to blame, their mind's the same. And you have the vision of one. Pressure from all you think is tough. Well, I'm sure you're more than enough. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love, you say you're right. I want you to know. From all you think is tough, want you to know you're more than enough. Don't let love strike you down, least not while I'm around. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love, you say you're right. Your life, your love, you say you're right. I want you to know. Ooh, want you to know.